Hey there, thanks for listening to CantoCast. I'm CantoCast Blue, and CantoCast is your destination for all kinds of Pokemon and gaming entertainment. CantoCast is a podcast. Of course, you already knew that, but I also do 5 to 6 live streams a week over at twitch.tv/CantoCast, and I have other video projects going on over at youtube.com/c/CantoCast, including Let's Plays, VGC tutorials, Pokemon battles, and more. If you're loving what CantoCast is doing, hit up a pledge on Patreon or come subscribe over on Twitch. By supporting the content, you help support not only me and my family, but also my aspirations to continue to make content for everyone to enjoy. All the links you'll need for any of that will be in the episode description. And with that, please enjoy the latest episode of CantoCast. Everybody, welcome in to CantoCast episode 88. Have nothing to say.
Just you usually say I'm your host Blue.
I am.
And then I say, and I'm Yellow.
I've lost a lot of my pep for that intro.
Why?
I don't know. Just feels like a change. Feels like we need a change.
Oh.
We'll see.
See, I feel like this just keeps getting more and more awkward as I wait for you to keep doing the same intro you've done for almost 80-plus episodes, and when you don't do it, then I just don't know what to do.
You know, it's kind of crazy. I've written, produced, and published almost 100 podcast episodes.
Yeah.
That's kind of bonkers. Yeah? It's crazy.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
That's bananas.
I know. Same thing, right?
B-O-N-K-E-R-Z is what it would have been.
You should know not to ask me to spell anything.
Are you impressed that I spelled bonkers?
A little bit.
With a Z just off the top of my head like that?
Yeah. Because yeah. I cannot do that.
I have a high IQ. I don't brag about it. I try not to brag about it all that often.
How high is it?
Actually, I don't know. That'd be a good video idea. We take an IQ test.
Just like both of us?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Or just you.
Separately, but like one of us would take it first and then the other would.
And then we do that thing like, guess how many jelly beans are in the jar? But instead of jelly beans, it's like how many intelligence points we have.
I'm not following what... That is exactly.
Like, guess what the other person's IQ is.
Okay. Okay. So, here's why that didn't make sense to me. The jelly bean thing has, like, a visual representation. And so, to guess someone's IQ, there's no visual representation that goes along with that. And so that's why the analogy was confusing me.
It would just be like based on a feeling. Like I feel
you realize
like...
you're asking me to look at you and tell you how dumb I think you look.
Yeah, but you didn't get the analogy. So
that's a real it ruined bad. It. That's a bad way. That's a trap. That's what that is. That's a trap. Yeah. So that was our intro. That was cool. That was great.
This is already starting off kind of awkward.
Well, it's a hot mess.
Yeah, it usually is. So what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about why there hasn't been an episode in forever. Aside from the Fortnite episode with Crimson Seabed. Capital C-B-A-D, by the way. Just, you know, spreading public awareness of that. Don't... You gotta capitalize all the letters, fam. But yeah, that was the last episode we uploaded, and then The MPA sessions, I don't know if you guys have been following that. Those have been kind of put on the back. There's a lot that's been going on.
I feel like in any league, as you get into, like, the weeks and the grind and whatever, like, things start falling apart.
Oh, the scheduling alone. So, if I never do a league again, just understand, it has nothing to do with Pokemon or people. It's... Well, kind of people. It has a lot to do with just, like, sitting down and scheduling a half-hour block with somebody else. It is kind of a nightmare, man. Like, I've had 2 weeks so far in the MPA that haven't been, like, a total fluster cluck. in terms of like trying to work out a time with somebody, and I mean there's like time zones and PAX was going on, which that kind of like, even though there was supposed to be like a week break, like that kind of, you know, that threw everybody off a little bit because people were gone for like, you know, 4 or 5 days, and then it's a whole thing. But like, if I never do a league again, it is 100% because I hate trying to work out schedules with people. It's honestly, it's the reason I don't collab with a lot of people, is, you know what I mean? Like Twitch multis and whatnot.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a nightmare for me.
And then like, if something comes up on their end, you have no control over it. So it's just,
which it has. I've done one Twitch multi. I've attempted several, but I've done one, and that original one got canceled because of something that popped up on the other person's end. So it's like, well, what are you gonna do?
You can't do a multi without the other person. Yeah. And at least like when you schedule podcast episodes, sometimes you like to record them like weeks in advance just so you have it for like you know it's going live.
Well, that's, I mean, so doing the like the guest hosting or the interview, like stuff like that, like that's super easy because it's like you just sit down. I get on, like, a Discord call with someone, or it used to be Skype. Skype's terrible. Only use Discord now. And, like, you could just roll out of bed if you really wanted to. Because, you know, it's not visual, and I do all the recording on both sides. So, you know, as long as your mic is working and you're, like, semi-coherent, you can be a guest on this show. It's super easy. But, I mean, you know, in terms of that, like, lighting for video recording, you know, having deadlines for like weekly games and stuff like that doesn't really apply to the show, which is nice. If something topical comes up, like the Fortnite thing, you know, you kind of got to hit it while the SEO is hot. But you know, beyond that, it's pretty easy. It's a pretty easy gig.
I mean, I do it with you.
Might do another podcast soon. Who knows? We'll
see. Just. Don't say that because then they'll expect it. And
no.
You
No one listens to this show. No one expects anything. I am talking to a room full of empty ears.
All right.
That's a metaphor, I think.
And empty ears?
I have a high IQ. It's difficult to understand my metaphors. I can't even say it without laughing.
Isn't empty ears mean like that there's nothing between your ears, so you're stupid?
No, I think that'd be like empty heads. Because, like, your head is where your brain is.
I feel like I want to Google
this. Empty ears would be like you have no eardrums, which means sounds cannot vibrate the bones within the ear, which cause, you know, the whole hearing phenomenon. She's looking it up. But, okay, so real quick, there have been some delays in shows and things like that. There's a lot going on in our personal lives. My health was not great for about 2 or 3 weeks. Like it took a pretty big nosedive. And so I had some testing done with my blood. They stole my blood. And now I am susceptible to, future artificial intelligence cloning.
That is so not true.
Using my DNA.
They destroyed after like 5 days.
Okay? Oh, sure they do. That's plenty of time for them to take a little off the top. And stored away in a lab. Some that's what they did with Walt Disney. I'm telling you, he's the year 2032. He's gonna show up as like some kind of weird but cyborg thing, and people are gonna be like, "Oh, hey, Walt." They'd be like, "You bought Marvel? We own Deadpool? What? He's going to be real confused. But yeah, so that came back, by the way. I have a very, very, very deficient vitamin D level, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm like a 14. The bottom of good is supposed to be 30. Like, I'm not even in the medium range. I'm in the bad range.
I had low vitamin D, and I get out of the house way more than you do. So, I think, like, vitamin D is actually something that, like, a lot of Americans are deficient in. But if you're very, like, if you're on the extreme deficient end, it can start affecting other systems.
Which it did.
I don't know that you should just be like, you go to see the doctor. I haven't seen the doctor. On the Wednesday. And
Blue, I'm a former allied health professional.
Blue is notorious for, like, absorbing bits and pieces of information over, like, his lifetime, and then just being like, I'm an expert on this, and, like, diagnosing himself.
Again, I have a very high IQ.
Like,
this is gonna be a run. This is gonna be a running joke this entire episode. I had no idea.
So instead of, like, going to WebMD, Blue's over here like, oh, that's in my brain. Okay, I know what I have.
Yeah, it's a wonder people won't hire me. Which
leads
perfectly into the other reasons.
I think you shouldn't just be like, this is what I have, audience, until you see the doctor.
I was trying to segue into something else, but okay.
If you want to
keep talking about my health.
I heard it coming.
The segue?
No, this is what I have scenario that you were about to.
I have critically low vitamin D levels, and I'm very, very badly insulin resistant right now. Like that, I am very insulin resistant. It's not good. It's like double what the danger zone is. It's not good.
You're not, yeah, no.
But
you don't have diabetes.
No. Because, like, everything else is fine. It's literally just those two things. Which leads
Except
me...
Except for your omegas. You need more omegas in your diet.
Don't we all? Don't we all? I started taking vitamins and I feel a little bit better. But I looked up what the dosage was for, like, to correct the level that I have right now for vitamin D. And it's, like, clinical grade stuff. Or just, like, what would it be? I think the biggest you can get at the store is, like, 800 IU of vitamin D. It could be 1,000, I'm not sure. But I'd have to pop, like, a couple of those a day. And even then, like, the dosage on those bottles, because I worked at a pharmacy for 3 years.
Yeah.
I have a very intimate working knowledge of the supplement and vitamin aisles in your local pharmacy. Like, they say, like, 800 IU on the bottle, but if you look at the back, it's like, oh, one serving of 800 IU is actually 6 pills. And it's like, oh, great. Okay, well.
It's basically,
there's 30 in the bottle, so that means one bottle is going to last me 3 hours.
It's basically like when we go to the store and buy a pint of ice cream, you have to look at the servings, because you're always going to eat an entire pint.
Yeah.
But you may get double the calories than what it says on the front of
which,
the bottle.
Like, because thing. Yellow and I are both, like, in that insulin resistance thing, how many days has it been on keto?
Like 2 or 3 at the most.
It's keto light because our chicken nuggets still have breading on them. So it's not like straight keto. But I'm of the opinion that you need like some functioning carbohydrates to, you know, maintain brain function properly.
There's different forms of keto and like.
We're keto light.
Basically it's just very low carb.
And so, we've been looking at like other options because we need ice cream in our life. Like that's just how it is. So we've been getting the Halo Top.
It's so good.
Ice cream.
We just
and it's light ice cream. That's how it's advertised.
Yeah. But they actually, like, are you going to talk about the other brand? Okay, go ahead.
So, like, on the carton of Halo, it says, like, oh, this pint has 320 calories. And so a lot of, like, ever since Halo came out, like, a couple months ago, it got, like, really hot.
It got, like, really popular. Yeah. Like, the end of last year.
And so, other ice cream companies have been kind of marketing similar packaging, because in an ever health-conscious growing world where no one wants to give up the things that are bad for them, companies are always going to find a way to market bad things in a good way to needy people like us. And so, there was, I think, Breyers Was it Breyers? I think it was Breyers.
Breyers has one.
Breyers has one that says, like, per carton, so many calories. And then you schmoes over at Ben and Jerry's, you're not listening, but I'm talking directly to you right now. You guys did something that was real shady, and you said, in very small letters, per serving per pint. And you made pint a little bit bigger, and you had, like, 180 calories per serving per pint. Little did they say that there's like 4 or 6 servings in a pint, so it's still like 800 calories per pint. Like, no. What you guys are doing is selling the same product with different labeling.
Exactly.
That's not light ice cream, but they put it right next to the light ice cream too. I blame the store as well. Target.
They
I got your number.
Changed their packaging to imitate the packaging of the light ice creams.
But they're tricking people.
But they're tricking you.
They're tricking you.
Into thinking you're eating an entire pint that's so many calories based on the front of the label.
And you aren't.
And instead you have to read the back of the carton to get the proper calorie intake information.
You, someone who doesn't know anything about any of that is gonna like down 5 of those a week, right? Because they're like, oh, I'm only eating like 500 calories of ice cream a week. And then like at the end of the month, they're gonna be like, why did I gain 60 pounds? And I sweat every time I take a step. What's happening right now?
I think there's a lot of people that actually just don't read the boxes or they don't read the back of the box. But like when back in like college, when we first tried to like lose weight, we started reading the back of the boxes and it was like our whole big non-GMO and organic kick and
Brian
whatnot.
Brian started reading the back of the boxes.
And then when you went to work...
Then
when you went to work at the pharmacy, you got even more like specific into certain different like additives to foods.
Mm.
And so it all got a lot worse. So, and then you developed allergies. So we always read labels.
Yeah. Actually, funny story. Which we're talking about Pokemon Go community days because we missed Bulba and Mareep just happened, so we're kind of recovering all of that for this episode, and we're getting to there. So a story that happened today on Pokemon Community Day. Transition, we went to the bookstore, and because it was near a raid where we got a Squirtle that was really bad for a raid Pokemon. It was like 46% IVs. It was not great. But we went into the bookstore, and Yellow likes to look at cookbooks. I'm of the opinion that, like, it's all online.
I'm a very visual eater, so I really enjoy, and I like graphic design and print thingies. I like cookbooks, especially when they have lots and lots of pictures.
So here's what happened to me in the last year. I have allergic reactions to wheat. I have allergic reactions to peppers or nightshades or spicy things. I am carbohydrate sensitive. MSG, you know, wants to stop my lungs from working properly. I am a mess in a sense. And so when Yellow starts looking at ketogenic cookbooks, I'm like, well, Does it have any kind of pepper or nightshade? Because I can't do that. And then, you know, additionally, I might die. So, like, we don't have the budget for half of the cookbooks store anyway.
Because a lot of the cookbooks, when we buy a cookbook, it's usually, like, simple recipes or, like, budget cooking or something like that. Because if you go to the cookbook section and you pull out a cookbook and you're like, this looks like a really good recipe based on the picture, then you go over to the ingredients list, and it's a mile long, there's no way we're even going to bother. Because, one, we can't afford it, and two, that's a lot of things we have to buy just to make one meal.
I'm not going to read that recipe. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm going to... We've gotten cookbooks like that before, and I've told Yellow that I followed the recipe. And then months later, I have revealed, like, yeah, I just looked at the pictures and, like, eyeballed it. So... After I find out she's okay with how it was made, I'm like, yeah, I didn't follow the recipe. I don't really follow... Jamie Oliver is the only one I really follow recipes to, because that man is a god. But beyond that, my question for you, my listeners, who never respond to us anyway, but here's a question anyway. Do you know of a poor man's guide to
ketogenic diet who also has really bad food allergies, because if you can find that cookbook for me, I will buy it.
Or you can
and
just
follow the recipe to a T.
Low carb.
Actually, I do know what that recipe book is.
What?
That cookbook is titled Chicken Broth. That's what that's called. Chicken Broth and Other Waters. That's basically what that cookbook is.
And, yeah.
Other,
no.
Just Other Waters.
Do you want to...
So, which is water with a splash of salt.
So they're probably wondering what we are eating if we can't eat all these other nice cookbook.
Salad.
Yeah. Lots of spinach.
And cheese. We ate a lot of cheese today.
Yeah. So our diet currently consists of chicken, spinach. Other chicken products, and spinach with cheese and some sort of dressing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's rather yummy and makes me very irritable because I'm still hungry.
See, Yellow, I feel bad for you. I honestly do. We're actually going to talk about, like, actual game stuff in a second here. I genuinely kind of feel bad for you because I've been slowly introduced to something that I can't eat, like, every couple months for the last year, right? So it started with the wheat, and then we had the MSG attack, like, 5 months later. So I was like, well, really scared to eat, like, Asian food now because I don't know how kosher it is, and like most Asian food has normal levels of MSG anyway. And then like, oh hey, by the way, onions, nope, 2 months after that. And then, oh hey, by the way, pepper's gonna break you out, so no, can't eat those anymore. And yeah, it's
no, but
it's a nightmare. You know how you make bland food that's good for you taste better? Throw a little spice in it. You know what I can't have anymore? Spice.
You know what I've been doing on my salads, and I don't know if I should tell you this.
What?
So on the salads we've been having recently, it's got ranch dressing on it.
Sure.
And because we are doing chicken and, like, shredded cheddar cheese with it.
Wait, can I guess?
Go ahead and guess.
Have you been adding a little bit of buffalo sauce to the ranch dressing?
No, but close. I've been using the... jalapeno green hot sauce.
Okay, yeah.
And I've been just dribbling it around because I feel like having that, like,
jalapeno. I mean, I don't care.
As long as they don't accidentally give you my salad, you're good.
I think we would know if I accidentally had your salad. Plus, like, I can smell that stuff.
Yeah.
So I would be like, she's trying to poison me right now. Checkmate. Not today, oh yellow one.
I mean, Tabasco sauce on your salad? I hadn't really thought of it until I was like, it's just jalapenos.
Real talk, though. Like, you might want to try some of the buffalo sauce with the ranch.
I considered that, but I didn't want to, like, mix it and then dirty something because we really have lots of dishes to do.
Oh, yeah, our dishwasher doesn't work. We also had a door that had to get replaced because, surprise, this apartment hasn't been touched since 1958.
I thought you said 55.
No, 58.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the door was 2 inches too short, so that needed to be fixed.
Probably because it's 60 years old.
No, probably.
And it's seen some stuff.
Probably because they put the wrong one on or something.
So, yeah. We didn't have a functioning door. Our air conditioning doesn't work. We don't have heat. Our hot water tank is way too small for our apartment. There's lots of stuff that's bad here. But again... 60 years untouched.
Why don't we not talk about all the bad things, like how I can't eat things I love?
Are you thinking about it right now? We're not, like, sponsored by Halo
Top.
No, Talk,
I really
way.
Like. No, that ice cream is really good. We tried the cake batter one. That one's delicious. And then we also just tried the peanut butter cup one, and those are good. But some of them do have wheat, so we had to read labels.
That's about. It's like 40% of our daily calories is that Halo Top ice cream. All right. Anyway, so Pokemon Go Community Day. That was the longest
rant,
wifey husbando intro that we have done to date.
Well,
and
I
that
tried,
was a haiku.
I tried.
My IQ is off the charts. I'm telling you. Sorry.
I tried getting us on track, and then something happened, and we started ranting again.
Yeah. Well, you were looking up... Something
oh,
on your phone.
By the way, it only said something about, like, going on deaf ears. It didn't actually say empty ears. So oh, yeah. I'm assuming it's not really a saying.
Paul's on deaf ears.
Yeah. So
again, my IQ is just so high.
That you're just crazy.
Not everyone's going to understand my outer space level thinking of thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you follow that?
You know, if you wanted you to must do not another have a high rant, IQ. You could rant about watching August Rush.
You know, I've taken a point to not make fun of the stuff you like anymore. Because I've slowly started introducing yellow to anime. And we're currently like, not to go off on a tangent again, we're going to do a completely different podcast about this, I swear. It's going to happen at some point. But we've been watching Your Lie in April.
Yes. And but the whole musical element.
That made her want to watch August Rush.
And then I realized, and you were.
And then Robin Williams plays a bad guy, which just feels dirty to me. So I'm already not on board. And then I just see Norman Bates as a little kid, and I'm like, oh, so this is how you got messed up.
That wasn't him.
And then he becomes the good doctor.
Oh, he.
Yeah, that is him.
Oh, wow. I forgot that was
just
him
too. All over the place, man. He grew up an orphan, right? And then he got adopted by Norma Bates, who royally messed him up in the head. And then after he went on his killing spree, he vowed to save lives instead of take them as the good doctor.
Well, something happened to him because he became autistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
See,
that's how it's connected.
This is how Blue thinks of, like, actors in, like, some sort of weird multiverse whenever they're in different things.
If I get 5 responses on Twitter, y'all and I will start a Netflix podcast.
I'm just talking 5 about responses. What we watch on Netflix.
Yep. 5 responses. That's all it's going to take.
And we're not going to say anything in other communities. Like, you have to be a podcast listener to give us those responses. Any method you can do. You can email us if you want.
I literally just came up with an off-the-cuff idea, and she's already coming up with the rules for it.
I'm just saying. Because
5 responses.
Because if you go out and tweet about this,
oh, no,
you know
I'm not
you're
going to
get 5 responses like
yeah, no.
instantly. But
because some of those people are posers. I don't know if they actually listen to anything.
Yeah, so you can't ask a community of Twitter people to listen to a podcast,
never.
A new podcast, if they don't listen to the current podcast.
I would never. No. Because the thing I've noticed about online content polling is if you seem at all excited about any project that you want to undertake, people are like 100% behind you to back you. And then when you start putting out the content, like no one's watching or listening to it. And you're like, what happened? Well, it's because people are really excited to see you excited. And so they want you to be happy. And so they skew the poll. It's really not. That's why I don't do content polls anymore. I really don't. So no, I'm not going to talk about. I came up with a name for it now, but I'm not going to say it yet. Because that would skew your... I don't even want to do it. I don't even want to do that podcast. Don't respond to me on Twitter. I don't know where I'm coming from.
Or email.
But seriously, if I get 5 responses on Twitter, I'll do it. Anyway, so...
on Twitter? Only on Twitter?
I don't care.
Anywhere?
Email me.
Mail me a letter.
You can reach us at snail mail at... some address somewhere in
the
Virginia.
Contact section of our website.
Don't go to that website. That website's bad. All right, so Pokemon Go Community Day. Finally.
Yes.
Half an hour in, basically.
So I was really excited for Bulba Day because Bulba is one of our mutual favorite
shiny
Pokemon.
Bulbas, yeah.
Yeah.
There's an entire plushie. Well, not an entire
Well, we
plushie
have
bowl.
3.
But yeah.
We have, like, your OG.
We have more than 3, actually. I had to take some down.
We have more Bulba than that?
Mm-hmm. I think there's like 3 more Bulbasaur. I think we have 6 Bulbasaur plushies
no,
total.
I think maybe it's only 4, because one of them was like the Beanie Baby one.
Right.
And then the other one is your OG one from like your childhood. And then the other one...
2001.
...was the Ditto Bulba.
Or no, 1998.
It's Ditto, right? The Ditto Bulba.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And then we have one from when we went to Athens, Georgia.
Kumatari or something like that.
I don't know what they're called, but Kudamari. They're like a little cute... And it's a different kind of fabric. And it's tiny. And it's adorable.
Yeah. So anyway.
So Bulba. We love Bulba. And so we were
really
excited.
Want to emphasize the B.
The Bulba.
Because, you know, don't want that to get
If you mispronounce
flagged.
It, isn't there like that bubble tea. It's called Bulba or... And anyway. Anyway.
I'm just trying to avoid saying something that we're all going to regret. That's all.
Okay. So, we have a usual Pokemon Go spot. It's not a big surprise that we always go here because they have lots of gyms and they also have lots of stops that are very close together.
It's lazy Pokemon Go playing.
Yeah.
We go to our local mall. It's outside. There's air. And there are stops clustered together quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's also a lot of stores we definitely can't afford. It's one of those like uppity higher end malls.
Sure. Well, not a podcaster's salary. Anyway, yeah. So Bulbasaur Community Day was good. I got 4 shiny Bulbasaurs. However, this was the day that I realized that I, like, once you evolve your Bulbasaur into a Venusaur after 5 o'clock, because that we ran from 2 to 5, 3 hours, 2 to 5, our time was when Community Day was active, and if you evolve your Ivysaur into a Venusaur, it's not going to learn Plant Frenzy, because it's not within that time slot, so I definitely beefed that one. That was my... But I learned it, and then I have all these Surf Pikachus there now. Just going to be regular old Raichus. Hurts my feelings a little bit. Same with Dratini. Basically everything up until Mareep. I corrected that today. But yeah, so I had a bunch of shiny Bulbasaur. I got 4. Did you get any? You did.
Shiny Bulbasaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got, but not as many as you did. You got, like, the first Bulba you came in contact with was shiny.
Third. Actually.
Third?
Yeah.
Well, it feels like every single time since then that we do it, you get one, like, immediately.
I do. I got, what was it, my 5th, or no, my 8th Dratini from a couple ago was shiny. Which I only had, like, half an hour to roll that out.
I feel like we've only really, like, sometimes we do, but for the most part, we only really do community days. I know I do, for the most part. And usually I'm only really excited about the community days that, like, have a Pokemon that I really care about.
Oh, we're going to be talking about mobile games. That's the next episode. Well, not the next. After the next MPA special edition episode, we're going to be talking about mobile games just in general. And I have a whole thing planned for that. And we're going to be talking about that. Trust me.
Oh, gosh.
Our frequency with, like, mobile games and stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. You should tune in for that.
Well... I feel like...
Please listen.
The reason why we like playing Pokemon Go is because we can do it together, and it really doesn't cost us a lot of money, because we do...
You can go free,
like,
to play.
We do...
You're going to miss out on stuff, but you can go free to
we
play.
We do, like, some upgrades, you more than I do, but that's just because you, like, play more frequently.
I did early on. I don't anymore. I only do, like... I've been earning coins through gyms.
Yeah.
And that's the only way, like, I'll upgrade my bag, or I'll upgrade, not even so much my bag, it's more my Pokemon storage box.
The only thing I've really done is upgrade my bag and my storage, but, I think I've done, like, a really low-level gift box to get, incubators.
Raid passes, too.
And raid passes.
Because those quickly, like...
One time I got a lucky egg, but that's because I already had money, like, credit on my account. Or whatever, but
you're almost to 20.
I'm gonna be 26. Yeah. Level 26 soon.
We're almost there.
So yeah.
Oh, side note: we saw Amazus VGC at Bulbasaur Community Day.
We did. Well, we got there kind of early, and so you set up a bunch of lures all in one area. Because there's like 4 to 5 stops in one area.
If you're ever in the Richmond area on a go, like, Community Go Day, and you know I'm gonna be there. Save your lures, fam. I got like 80 lures, and they're burning the hole in my bag. Let me use them. Let Papa Blue pop off some lures, and it'll be good times. Yeah. So he found us through the
lures.
The lure that I sent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can change your name and go. I don't think you can.
I don't know.
Oh wait, no, you can. A one-time change. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't used it yet. I might have to do that. Not so that people can't find me. That's not what I meant. But,
anyway.
For other reasons. Anyway, so, yeah. we did the Bulbasaur community day. That was good. I now that I know I'm lacking a, you know, particular amount of vitamin D in my body, it was nice to get sunlight. I'm sure the Body O'Brien was very... Body O'Brien! Taking all the vitamin D he can get. So, I had said O'Brien, and it seemed like, oh, that's an Irish thing. You should do an Irish bit right now. And mm-hmm. so I did that, and I regret it immediately. But yeah, so we did that. That was cool. But I was really happy about the Bulbasaur. I got a couple Venusaurs now. I have a shiny Venusaur that doesn't know Plant Frenzy, which is kind of a bummer. But other than that, I'm happy for the most part. I think I'm pretty happy. And then we had the Mareep
day. Yes.
Which,
I did not get a shiny Mareep, and I'm still pretty bitter about it, because Blue got one, like, immediately, and then he just kept getting them, and he's like, it's gonna be the next one, and it never was. And so...
I found one, like, on the road home, on the roadside home. We were at a stoplight, and I just opened up the app just for giggles. And there was a Mareep that spawned, and I was like, oh. And I tapped on it, and it was shiny. I was like, oh, well, there's number five.
Yeah, great. And I'm just like, I hate you so much right now. And then we literally pulled into our parking spot at our apartment, and he's like, you have one more minute, and there's a bunch of them just spawned. So no,
it was like 10 seconds.
And I was like, as I was tapping on them, they were disappearing, and I was like...
Because it hit that timer, man. It's, yeah. Once it hits 5 o'clock, you are ding-dong done. Mareep is cool. I had mixed feelings about evolving it. Do you like, have you seen the shiny evolutions of Mareep?
What's the one after the mid one? What's the final, the third?
Ampharos?
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen. But, you know what, I think that Mareep in it alone is pretty cute.
I think Mareep in that line, Mareep is the best shiny.
Yeah.
Hands down.
So, I don't know that I'd want to evolve it. I mean, I'd evolve one just so that I had it, but I don't know that I'd want to evolve all of them or whatever. I'd want to keep one of them a Mareep, especially if it was shiny and I had, like, multiples.
Okay, here we go. So, that's what they look like. The Flaffy, which is the middle evolution.
That one's kind of cute.
It doesn't look any different except the gem on its tail is green.
I don't like that.
Instead of... red? I think it's red normally. No. But that's literally like the only difference, I think.
I'm not a big fan of the other ones. I think Mareep is
the best one, yeah.
And I just keep saying, like, okay, so I was throwing my Pokeballs and I was like getting a bunch of nices and I'm
just throwing some balls, grabbing a bunch of nices.
Mareep is, like, an interesting name to me, and it reminds me of, like, a nursery rhyme. So I was like, Mareep, Mareep, what a nice sheep. And sheep does not rhyme with Mareep, I don't think.
Yeah, it does.
Does it? I just
Mareep, like... Mareep, what a nice sheep. See, when you say it in an Irish accent, it sounds even better.
Okay, yeah. So, like, that was the thing going through my mind as I'm like, please be shiny. Please get in the ball. Yeah.
5 comments on Twitter and I will start a podcast where I talk in an Irish accent the entire time.
Stop starting podcasts.
We'll call it Talking O'Brien. And it'll be grand.
Oh my gosh. Why are you talking in an Irish accent?
That's not going to be a real thing.
No, not at all.
Because I feel like the IQ bit got old. And so now I'm latching on to the O'Brien thing.
Yeah, keep with the IQ thing. Like, bring it back around the very end. And people will be like, oh, that's smart humor.
It's true. I had to ditch my high IQ for a minute that people could understand the Irish humor that went with that. I had to talk.
Can't you be a smart Irishman? He's like, maybe.
How does that sound? How would that individual speak?
I don't know.
Because you were just watching Leap Year.
Yeah, right? Because Leap Year is one of those movies I can watch passively and still enjoy it while I'm doing other things.
I was streaming during that time. And I walked downstairs. And now that this is relevant, all Irishmen are kind of portrayed as, like...
He was
pub owners or salt of the earth type individuals.
He was also pretty grumpy, and that really fits with your personality too.
I am very grumpy. Lacking a lot of the vitamin D.
But he was like, he was grumpy because he was bitter.
I am bitter.
And you are bitter. So.
All the time. There's more things I'm bitter about.
As you get older, too.
Yeah. I deal with things through self-deprecating humor, though.
We were just watching SNL, and what was he saying about, like, the songs nowadays versus, like, the songs when you're in, like, your later years?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, all the songs right now are written for 19-year-olds. And he wants to hear songs written for people who are, like, 30 about how, like, scheduling a day with someone doesn't work out, so then you don't see each other for 6 months, and it doesn't even matter anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was a good bit, but
yeah, we butchered it 100%.
Completely.
So, Mareep.
Mareep, Mareep, what a nice sheep.
Yeah, that was a tangent. Wow. I forgot that's where that started. Oh my god. Okay, well, we're back now.
I think it's our diet affecting our mental stability.
My brain has never worked faster, honestly.
That's scary because your brain's always super fast.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've been using noise-canceling headphones, too. Well, not they're not noise-canceling. Your boy can't afford that. But they're close.
Doing this thing called, like, quiet time when he puts on his headphones. And I think it's just very comforting because you feel, like isolated. Almost like when you put your head under a blanket and you have, like, this barrier to the world, except you're wearing headphones.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what that would be like if I were playing Pokemon Go while doing it.
I really need to get you a weighted blanket, but they're so expensive.
Yeah, they are. I would like that, actually.
Yeah.
As long as it's not hot. I don't like getting hot.
No, they have some that have, like...
Not unlike
a Mareep. They have, instead of, I don't know, the way that they're made is made so, like, there's airflow going through the blanket.
It's a full-body lead shield in a blanket.
I would like it. Because I, like, toss and turn around a lot, and when I, at night...
I enjoy being swaddled. It's a great feeling.
I feel like if my blanket Swaddle was Brian. Kind of holding me down a little bit, it would make me not, like, toss and turn a lot.
Yeah. What else happened during community? There's a train in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
You live very close.
Our 1950s apartment didn't care about sound blockage back then. What else happened during today? What did we do?
Today?
I don't remember
we're
anymore.
We're very boring people, so we just pretty much went to the mall and collected Pokemon.
I have yet to, like, on Community Day, I've yet to get anything that's above, like, an 80%.
You know what was the worst part about today, though? Every single time we go, and I've never gotten it while we've lived here, because I know you don't eat gluten, but there's an Annie's Pretzels. And it's by all of the stops and gyms.
We gotta pick a new ghost spot.
And so...
Also, hashtag not spawn.
All you can smell is, like, buttery fried dough, and it's, like, torture.
A.K.A. the food of the devil.
It's delicious, but it's torture when you can't eat it.
Yeah. I always tell her that, like, oh, I won't judge you.
But now, he will. But he now, says that, but he does.
But now that we're keto, I can't even say that. Because you can't have it.
Yeah. And we were, like, walking through the grocery store. We went to Publix, like, for the first time in a while. And it was like, oh, look, they have those, like, gluten-free things that we were looking for. And he's like, yep, can't eat it. And I was like,
nope.
I know.
Also... The Glutino lemon bars, okay, the lemon wafer bars, all right, they were double the cost of the chocolate ones. Yo, Publix, what up with that? Come on.
The chocolate ones are the same thing, but then they're also cased in chocolate.
Right, but the lemon ones were double the
cost. Is it because the lemons, for whatever reason, they don't use fake lemon flavoring, so they're more expensive because it's...
Yes, the great lemon embargo of 2018. Really hitting the grocery store pastry aisle real hard. No, I don't think that's it.
But if you really do want a delicious...
Also, cocoa is more expensive than lemon juice.
Gluten-free cookie. I support the Glutino's vanilla wafers with the cream in the middle.
Also, hashtag not spun.
Yeah. Those are delicious.
I have to watch myself because a while ago there was a campaign led that talked about us and Cinnabon, which I don't even remember how it got started, but Cinnabon follows us now.
Cinnabon follows pretty much anyone that probably tweets about Cinnabon.
Rude. No, they don't.
It's a social media management campaign tactic.
I am special. They're still following me.
And you're still following them.
No, I'm not.
I saw that you were.
How do you know?
Because I looked to see who you were following.
All 700 of them?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Scrolled real far.
5 comments, and we'll start a Netflix podcast. yeah. No, for real. So, Pokemon Go Community Day. Let's keep talking about that. And how great that is. And how...
Okay, wait. We forgot something.
We did.
During the Bulba one, we got Lugia.
Oh, yeah. We did a Lugia raid.
Okay, so Bulba...
I completely forgot.
You completely forgot. So, we went to do the Bulba raid. We got
there. She's so excited right now.
Because you're gonna be like, oh, my God, I forgot that happened. So, we went to do the... We went to do the Bulba raid, or the Bulba community day. And we got there early, and we got our spot, and it's like... It has an umbrella, and it's right by all the, like, stops and places, and we're out of the sun. And then, my battery dies.
Tragedy.
And I'm like, I guess I'll pull out my backup, like, charging unit. And I hadn't used it in a while, so I was like, there's probably a battery in it, because the last time I used it was probably Pokemon Go Day.
Probably.
So... I went to connect it, and it wasn't, like, connecting, and it's dead. And then I'm like, Blue, can I use yours? Because you can have multiple connect the same one. And his was dying.
Because you had told me that yours was fully charged.
And I was like, why is yours dying? And that was why. And so I was like, well, you can sit here. I'll go to the car and charge my phone. And you were like, no, we'll go together, and then we'll come back. And so we spent, like, an hour in the car trying to charge our phone. And we were, like, and he was, like, trying to use all the cords to configure a way to charge his charger and both of the phones at the same time.
And I did that because we went to Walgreens.
And we went to Walgreens.
And got a bunch of adapters.
So we had 3 adapters in the car. So you have, like, the 2 up front and then the 1 in the back seat. They were all connected and charging. And so I think we had, like, maybe an hour left of Bulba Day. And, we finished it out, and then my battery died, like, 2 minutes after 5 or something.
Yep.
So, he was very angry with me.
I was. But, once we got back to our go spot.
Yeah, so.
We found the Lugia raid.
Yeah. Because he was like, I can't believe you ruined Pokemon Go Day and, like, Community Day. And it's Bulba. And he wanted more shiny Bulba.
So much Cantox salt.
And so, yeah, he was really, really, really salty. And I was like, I'm sorry. You should know that I'm like this. But I guess you forget. Anyway.
You should know I'm royally gonna F things up. Why are you still surprised by this?
So we did find
an excuse.
So we found a Lugia raid, and it's historical. Every time we find a raid that we need help on, there's no one around.
R.I.P. Entei.
So we went to the Lugia raid, which was in the same, like, mall area. It's just, like, there's different, like, wings or whatever. We get there, and there's, like, 10 people waiting to do this raid. So we got in, and we did it with, like, 12 people?
Well, 2 other people joined, and we all backed out.
We had to back out, yeah. And so we each got a Lugia, and he was like, you know what? This made my entire day.
I don't even care anymore. I don't even care that we missed half the day. This is worth it.
Yeah.
I'm a happy boy now.
So basically, I'm thankful to the the Pokemon Go company.
The RNG that a Lugia raid would spawn
for,
right there.
Yeah, having a Lugia raid, and for all of the local Pokemon Go players being there to help us get one. Because
the carry was real.
We would have went home, and you probably would have been like super...
Oh, I would have been more upset about it.
Yeah.
If I saw a Lugia raid and there was nobody around to do it on Bulbasaur Community Day that I missed, like, 80% of because you were dumb and didn't charge your devices properly while going on a 3-hour adventure to play a cell phone game.
Okay.
I lost my mind.
Here's my thing about that. So when we go play Pokemon Go on the regular.
The regular. Sure.
Usually we like go and we're there for like an hour and then we leave and you know that's about it. I didn't realize your intention was to be there the entire time.
Did you expect 15 minutes?
So I did not.
That's how long your phone was charged for.
No, it lasted about a half an hour to an hour. But I also forgot to put on power save, and I didn't realize that my thing was dead. So So I didn't realize you wanted to be there the entire time.
I did.
So I may have prepared better if I had realized that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
No, you're not.
Just thinking about it.
You got Lugia. Stop talking about it.
I did. I'm going to look at it right now, actually. I completely forgot. It's not a great Lugia.
I think mine was better than yours.
But it's still a Lugia, and so I'm happy about that. It's not a great one. Like, it never comes up in your automatic populated team for, like,
mine does.
Gym battles and stuff.
Mine does.
Great. You have, like, literally nothing else to go on. Which, you don't have a Mewtwo, right?
No. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't. I missed that.
I don't think you do. So, ooh, there we go. Ooh, there's all kinds of stuff outside. Also, there was a point where my Pokemon Go screen was raining, and Yellow's was not.
I've seen that happen.
And so, I don't know what that's about. I'm catching a Magikarp right now. What are you doing?
I'm checking my notifications.
I heard the bleep bloop on your phone.
Because
someone is very unprofessional.
There was a notification and I didn't turn down my phone.
Oh man.
There's a very high chance that my mother could call me right now and you guys could hear it. Cause my mom was like,
this will be the most highly requested.
My mom is super paranoid and she doesn't like me talking on the phone when I'm not like in the house for whatever reason. So if I'm like driving, even if it's hand free, she gets like all nervous and weird, and then if I'm out she feels like bad that she's talking to me on the phone while I'm like getting groceries or something. It's weird. So she texted me and she's like, are you home or are you out? And I said, I'm home. And then I waited and I didn't hear from her, and then I called her like 2 hours later and I got sent a voicemail, and then she texted me that she was on the way to the airport to send my dad off to like Europe for like 10 days, and I was like, so you don't want to talk to me?
I doubt anyone found that an interesting story.
I'm just saying, if you, like, text someone with the intent of calling them, and then you just never do, I think that's kind of, I was going to say a bad word, but I think that's kind of rude.
5 responses. And we will do an uncensored Netflix podcast.
Please, don't make me censor myself.
We're shedding the family-friendly imagery, I think. It's probably for the best.
You know what? I never swore as much until we started dating.
Yeah, because I'm bad. That's why your parents don't like me. I'm a bad influence.
I also, like,
I'm a bad boy. Bad boy O'Brien. At your service, m'lady.
They probably just didn't like you because you didn't have a high IQ.
They didn't have a high enough IQ to understand me. No, it's understandable.
No, I was saying that, like, you weren't the one with the high IQ because I was flipping it on you because of your joke earlier.
Yeah.
And I kind of giggled through it, so I tanked it.
See, Yellow's problem is delivery. She can't deliver punchlines or
no, because I started laughing at properly. Them.
Yeah, you laugh at your own jokes.
I know, but
that's a real bad trait.
It's
for someone who's trying to, like, be funny.
I enjoy it, so you should enjoy it.
5 responses. And you get to hear all the uncensored craziness. Ow. That was my foot kicking a plastic tub that a Netflix podcast can offer. Anyway, so Pokemon Go Community Day.
Have they announced
I keep bringing it back.
Have they announced the next Community Day?
They have not. But I did notice that the Mareep Community Day came, like, pretty quickly after the Bulbasaur one.
It was, like, a couple hours of the day after or something, very soon.
Well, that and, like, the actual community day.
Oh.
There was, like, more weeks between, I think it was Dratini than Bulbasaur, than there were between Bulbasaur and Marie. It was, like, a 3-week difference.
I don't know how they choose what weekend it is, but, yeah.
They chose poorly.
It wasn't poorly. Because it was rainy. But it could have been worse.
And the pollen. Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
I made sure to take a 4-hour allergy pill before we left because... And
someone got sleepy.
I did.
I was like, someone got grumpy because she was both hungry and sleepy. Or slungry.
And then you went ahead and told me, you know, I planned on getting Starbucks, but
there's too much sugar.
Too much sugar.
And you were like, well, I have to get skinny. And I'm like, nah. Nah.
And so I'm sitting here like, we could have gotten Starbucks. I really want an Annie's pretzel right now.
Did you hear, hello darkness, my old friend, playing in the background?
No, but that would have been very good.
That could have been a meme. Timing. That could have been a meme. That's meme worthy. I don't know what the next Go community day is. It's interesting that they're branching out into, like, I don't know. I don't think Mareep was all that rare, I want to say. Like, I don't think it was common, but I don't think it was all that rare.
No, I think it would very much went along with, isn't Mareep Gen 1 as well, and they were doing the Gen 2?
Yeah.
So why would they... That doesn't make sense to me, then. Yeah, I don't know.
They're actually having a Gen 1 celebration right now because of the Mew thing.
Yeah, but
which
then
the
Mew
exploration we're not going to go into because you guys
know. But then
they
did, like, a lower level Gen 2 for the community day. That doesn't make sense to me, but whatever.
They're like, we got potentially 800 of these things. Let's just keep it going. Although, I guess they won't do 800.
Maybe they knew about my cool, like, little jingle. And they're like, this needs to happen.
Yes. They time traveled into the future of a community day. They already set up for us to attend. Heard your jingle and said, oh my gosh, we definitely have to do it now.
Because Mareep, what a nice sheep.
That's interesting, actually. Maybe what Niantic's doing is they're announcing events, time traveling to those events to see if they go poorly or not, and then if it goes off without a hitch, they travel back in time and follow through with the plan. Well, because they have notoriously been very bad at executing events.
Well, that's how you prevent lawsuits.
Yeah. Time travel. We have the technology.
Wasn't there a really big, like, there was a lawsuit about, like, the first big events that they had because they were such
a
flop?
That just got settled, actually. Yeah. The Go Fest in Chicago. It was, like, the 1-year anniversary thing.
Yeah. Because everyone, like, people invested a lot of time and money to go to these
events. That class action lawsuit was millions of dollars, dude. Huh. And it was, like, not that many people. Yeah.
Well, airfare, disgusting. Hotels, like, I don't know.
You're still in Chicago! Oh, my vacation got ruined because of, like, 3 hours of Pokemon Go play.
What is that voice?
I don't know. Like, complaining consumerists.
Voice.
That's a good band name. The Complaining Consumerists.
Yeah. We were just rewatching the interview after the Parks and Rec, like, final episode that, what's his name, did.
It got recommended to me in a YouTube thing.
And they were talking about Seth Meyers show. And they were talking about all of the Andy Dwyer band names, and I think that, like, that sparked your inspiration for that comment.
No, I'm always on the lookout for good band names.
You're being sarcastic, but you don't sound like you are.
My IQ is just so high that I am constantly on the lookout for good ideas, including band names.
You know, your band name should be My IQ, and it should just be a solo act.
I would walk up on stage, stand there for 5 seconds, and then say into the mic, you don't get it. And then I'd just walk away. That's my act.
Sounds like a really bad, like, one of those performances, like...
performance art piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, and people don't get it. So they make fun of it. I don't see why... There are no holes to be poked in this process.
Remember that episode of Friends when Joey sends them off to, like, random things so he can have his, like, Days of Our Lives parties? and he sends, they all find out about it except for Chandler, and he has to go to that, like, below bra, like...
Better question. Why do you keep referencing things that we're watching? Are you hinting at a Netflix podcast? With only 5 responses on Twitter?
No.
To make it happen?
Because you've trained me as your wife and partner in life to find pop culture references and everything, because that's how you speak.
If you had stopped after everything, that would have been a haiku. I think listening to this episode of CantorCast will raise your IQ approximately 82 points.
Do you know what also rhymes with haiku?
Nothing.
IQ.
The IQ haiku.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good band name. I'd keep it. These are all verbal trademarks, by the way. All of you listeners can't have these.
I don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised that the IQ bit has lasted this long, honestly.
You said it was gonna be a bit, so you gotta keep it going.
Just for the whole. That's what we'll do from now on. Every episode's going to have a bit at the beginning, and it's just going to be a running thing.
Do you remember today when we were standing there in front of the Annie's Pretzels, and I was, like, hating that I can't eat an Annie's Pretzel, and some lady dropped her phone, and she goes, "That's why I can't have nice things!"
And she used my trademark.
No, she used your, like, saying.
My slogan?
And you were like, "I should charge her 5 cents for that."
My catchphrase. That's
catchphrase, yeah. Yes. But you usually say it to me, and you're like, "That's why you can't have nice things." That's
why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, or that.
I say it to Josie, too. Every time she drops her bone, that's like my that's like my go-to phrase. "That's why we can't have nice things, Josie. You drop them."
Yep.
I'm going to be a great parent. Just wait.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Timmy, if you eat your spaghetti with your face again, we're not going to have plates anymore. That's why we don't have nice things.
Please don't do that to our children.
You're an animal, Timmy.
They're going to hate us, and they're going to have, like, very low self-esteem.
Oh, please. I would never name my child Timmy. You know that.
So, all the other stuff's good. We're just not naming them Timmy. Okay.
Yeah. See? That was a very high IQ joke that you just got.
We did also agree that we would prefer to have a boy, at least for the first one.
Only. Only one.
If only you could choose.
I can. I have such a high IQ that... No, we're not going to have clinical talk here. Nope. If I can't talk about the resulting syndrome of low vitamin D levels, then we're not going to talk about how babies get made. That's not going to happen here.
You're not a doctor, so you shouldn't go there.
Not a doctor. Name of my stand-up special.
Not a doctor. It's the same production company that has, what is it, the 9-9 show that you like with Andy Samberg. At the end of it, it says not a doctor.
No, that's Fremulon. You're thinking of the Mindy show, Mindy Kaling.
Oh. See, another reason why we should have
it. But Andy Samberg is the one who says not a doctor.
Maybe that's why I got it confused.
Your IQ just isn't high enough.
What can I throw at you?
Ah! I won't throw anything. That's a low IQ response. Don't do that. She did it anyway. Cretin. I don't know. This has been such a weird...
It's a weird episode.
I think this happens when we go weeks without, like, putting anything out
I feel like people enjoy these episodes because they like our banter and... We can't really figure out what to talk to you about.
If you're new to the show after listening to the last episode, which was very well structured and insightful, with two actual professionals talking about video games on a video game podcast, and you came back to episode 88 like, "Man, they've been on a 3-week hiatus. I'm all fired up." They're probably going to like talk about, I don't know, PUBG. Why it's awesome. not a clone, or I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening in gaming right now.
I really liked that. Speaking of gaming, I really liked that episode of Game Theory you just watched about how they had a poll and they were like comparing statistics against people that were playing
like PUBG and Fortnite.
Yeah. It was really interesting.
Yeah. Way to tie in stuff. I will say, just on the Pokemon side of things, it sounded like we had some kind of weird confirmation that Gen 8 would debut on the Switch.
Based on something in some sort of...
There was some sort of leaflet distribution at an official Nintendo event in, I want to say, Spain. And there was a bunch of drama that goes behind that. Like, A-Drive made a video, but Realistify wanted the information for himself, so he asked the person who like posted the screenshot to take it down so that he could make the video, but then like other people started covering it using Realistify's video without crediting him, and it was just
exhausting. I saw something about Serebii like coming saying something to Realistify about him making video content and just screenshotting a lot of like the like a Nintendo popular blogs and things that post just news.
See, here's the thing. All right. All jokes aside. Because I know this has been a very satirical episode of KantoCast. All jokes aside, I blocked Realistify like a year ago. So anything that happens that's remotely relevant, he's going to talk about and toxify every aspect of it. So I'm relatively out of touch with most things that happen.
The only reason why I knew that happened was because someone tweeted out about Serebii tweeting to Realistify.
Oh, I didn't even...
So there was like a big... was like a long thread that I had to click through to understand what the comment from someone that we do follow said and meant. And that's the only reason why I knew there was drama. I did see the A-Drive video, and it was literally like a 10-minute video, or like, you know, average length video about news, but it was like he could have said it in like 30 seconds and been done with the video. So it's a very small nugget of...
Well, when you're speculating on a single sentence.
Yeah.
And you want that mid-roll on ads. Not accusing anyone of anything, by the way. I'm not like subtweeting on my podcast. You know, you gotta speculate, you gotta create filler. It's like this podcast episode, you know? 20 minutes of it was just talking about Pokemon Go Day, and yet here we are at a $1.04. And yeah, 60% of the show is not Pokemon related. But you know, you gotta talk.
I mean, I think that like especially for people that have a community around a specific like game.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
you really do have to build like a hype around the next new thing and like get people to stay interested and active on the next new thing, because if you're only like covering one game, not that like I know a lot of people are branching out, which is good, but if you're only covering one game and it's like 2 years between games, then you have to like try and keep everything relevant. And by doing like news and those kinds of like speculatory videos, you're really just trying to maintain interest in your audience.
Pokemon killed my career. My dream is dead. I'm just gonna put that. Usum killed my career. Yeah. Man. We'll talk about that another time. I'm sure that's coming up.
I'm sure you've already heard about that kind of stuff too. Anyway.
Oh, you guys don't.
Well,
but it's coming.
We were like, okay.
Be ready.
You've mentioned it in past episodes about how you were having struggles, but...
But everything falls on hollow ears.
Anyway.
So, no one cares. No, I'm just kidding.
So, but if you
there are people that care.
But if you do care enough to want to listen to us talk about Netflix... About
95% of people don't care.
And you want to hear what Blue's IQ actually
Five
is.
Five responses on Twitter, and I will reveal my IQ.
All right, this seems like a really awkward way to end. No, you know what? It's perfect, because it was awkward starting this episode, so we have to awkwardly end the episode.
What a high IQ way of bringing things relevant again.
Are you saying I have a high IQ? That's a first.
Well, it has been an hour on this show, so I can only assume that your IQ has at least quadrupled.
It'll be think
and it you works. At home?
I don't think it works that way.
You're probably like tenfold by now, so you are welcome.
Definitely doesn't work that way.
Oh, man. Case in point, Pokemon Go community is good. It's the reason I opened the app. And Verlissify drama is dumb. Stop talking about them. Wow.
That and
that was the entire episode.
No, the other part of the episode was us talking about our new diet and your health and probably
which I wasn't allowed to talk
some
about.
Some other tangents. It's because you haven't officially gone to the doctor. Don't be one of those people you used to hate at the pharmacy when they come in and they're like, "I think I have this thing that Dr. Oz talked about."
Well, here's the thing. I actually know what I'm talking about. Those people
because you listen have such to a someone. High IQ.
Yes, those people listen to someone dumb down medical talk on the Oprah network, and suddenly they're like, "Oh, I need this." It's like people come in for like memory supplements.
Or
like, don't take jellyfish protein supplement pills. Ew. That doesn't work.
Or the people that
you're
come,
a human.
Or the people that come in and they're like, "I need cranberry capsules."
Here's well, I mean, that actually has some kind of that has like high vitamin C and
okay.
That has some health benefits. But the thing about the memory supplements specifically, there's one that's like the most popular and it's super expensive. It's like $80 for 30 pills, right? And its main thing is this protein that's exclusively found in jellyfish. And they're like, "Oh yes, it helps improve your memory after taking it consistently over so many years." And there's like 80, 90 year old people who are trying to like get their memory back. And they're like, "Oh, well, it starts to work after a couple years of consistently taking it." And the whole time they're talking to me, I'm just like, "Sir and or madam, when's the last time you heard anybody say how good a jellyfish's memory is? And why do you think this is going to help you?"
Isn't the elephant the one that's supposed to
an
have
an elephant
really
never
good...
forgets.
Yeah.
Give me some elephant protein pills. Yeah, sure.
But no.
That has some kind of weird
please
logic
don't rush
behind
out
it.
And like kill elephants because that's not good. That's a whole nother topic.
I love it. Five responses on Twitter and we'll start a Save the Elephants podcast.
I just saw like my cousin's really active into like PETA and she does a no-kill shelter for aggressive dogs. Like, she volunteers there. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so she also shares a lot of, like, these PETA things about, like, animals that are, like, basically almost extinct or becoming extinct or this is the last one of its kind that just passed away. And I'm like, these are so sad. Save all of the animals, please. Anyway, that was another tangent that you can add on to the list of topics we just talked about.
I'm going to bring it around. You know why?
Why?
You know who you could spend your money saving? Us. And some of you do that. I don't care. It fits. I'm going with it. Whether you choose to support us on the CantoCast Patreon or the Twitch subscribers program over on twitch.tv/CantoCast, hashtag shameless plug, you're doing a great thing. Mainly allowing me to buy groceries for like a week or two, which is pretty dope. Because eating is good. Except we can't eat half of the foods available in the world now. So that's cool. But those of you who do choose to support us over on Patreon or on Twitch, just know that you guys are amazing. And we love you. No matter how many elephants you kill.
Please,
we still
no.
love and appreciate you. No, don't kill elephants.
See,
hashtag
now,
don't kill elephants. That's your PSA for the day.
It's
getting too dark.
Now all those people are going to be like, you know what?
It's too
we
dark.
Should save the elephants. And they're going to pull all their pledges. And they're going to give all that money to the elephants.
Those who have a high enough IQ will realize that that joke was in poor taste. And they will forgive me. And they will continue to support and or choose to support us on Patreon or Twitch.
I blame the low-carbs.
Yeah, my head's a little weird. It's also really hot in my office. Because, again, we don't have air circulation in our 1958 apartment.
58? What number
It's a high IQ way of saying 58. Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay,
so yes, thank you again for the love and support that you guys are showing over on Patreon. and Twitch. And if you are like wanting to get in on that action, because there's all kinds of rewards and whatnot, you can check out the links in the description. Head on over to patreon.com/cantocast. Probably that's the link, yep. Maybe. Or twitch.tv/cantocast. And added perk, next month, I believe, it's going to start up. We're going to have a Splatoon 2 squad day on Twitch with subscribers. Or Patreon at the $5 above. We could probably work that in somehow. And we're also going to be starting a Pokemon Draft League for subscribers or Patreons at the $5 and above. And the reason for that is I can. And I'm gonna. Because I like organizing stuff more than I like playing anymore. I did announce, by the way, that I am no longer pursuing tournaments.
Competitive for VGC. VGC tournaments.
Because yeah. It's expensive. The circuit is busted. Well, it's not like that broken, but it's not great. It could be better.
And you may still be going to them, but you're not right. Going
to
be...
I'm just not spending $80 to bubble. No, that's not what I'm doing anymore. It's not... That ain't me. Nah, that ain't me. So that's a thing. But I'd probably be in Roanoke.
Yes.
Also, if you went to PAX East and were like, hey, where's Blue and Yellow? Super sorry. We had to sell our tickets. Don't know if we ever announced that on the podcast.
We did not, no.
So, sorry.
We announced it on Twitter, and even, like, as I was like, sorry we couldn't make it, safe travels to all our friends, Crimson was like, what, you're not going to be here?
Yeah. So. Which, we recorded an episode, like, the week before PAX.
Yeah.
So I must not have told him. I feel bad. But that's, you know, that's just how it goes. We had to sell it, we couldn't afford the hotel and stuff like that, so...
We could not have afforded it. Nope. Now that I think about it.
I thought for a second there you were like, well,
maybe we couldn't. Maybe it's we could have charged. It's that high IQ at work. We could have charged it, but you know what?
No, our credit cards are maxed.
I remember looking at my credit card bill and almost wanting to cry. Yep,
it's good stuff. It's great. What a time to be alive. Approaching 30.
You know what else? I don't even want to go there. Never mind.
What, you're...
Just thinking about the news. And I was like, that's something I can be also upset about.
5 responses on Twitter, and we'll start a Respond to the News podcast.
No! I'd rather just, like, watch Netflix and forget about the real world.
The thing that just went into my mind, which is a Family Guy reference, actually.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen Family Guy in, like, years. But... I'm assuming the character is still there. There's the weather guy. I can't remember what his name is. But he's a weatherman. And they always cut to him. And he's there for like 3 seconds. And they're like, what's the weather like? And he's like, it's raining outside. And then they cut back to the anchor. The idea for the We Respond to News podcast would basically be like a 5-second clip of us saying, the world's a mess! And then there's just outro music. And then that's it. But that's okay. Anyway. Thank you guys for the love and support. Super sorry there hasn't been an episode. Super sorry this one was a hot mess. If you're new to the show, I promise it gets better.
Yeah. go listen to the one...
That's not an empty promise.
Maybe before the Crimson episode.
Or the one before that? There's,
I don't remember what that one was.
It's probably okay because the MPA episode will probably be up this week.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting down with the Choice Specs to record that. We got a couple weeks to cover. We're going to be talking about hacks in Pokemon. So you know you want to tune in for that. It's going to be a hot mess. Anyway, I'm excited.
Let's do
thank you guys so much.
Awkward sign-off part now.
I was getting to it. Your IQ is dropping already as the show ends. Oh, no.
I'm getting really warm.
I am, too. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love and appreciate every single one of you. There's nothing you can do about it. So sorry about your luck and Yellow's inability to get a shiny Mareep on Pokemon Go Community Day.
Still mad about that.
Just one more dig. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I am Blue.
I'm Yellow.
And we will catch you next time.